Christina, we're going to look at the Committee on Children today. The Barnahus model, where people may not be familiar with what it is, but just give us an explanation of what it is and where it's in operation at the moment.
Yeah, so the Barnahus model is something that is coming from an Icelandic model, which is being looked at to be rolled out here in Ireland. There's already a pilot project there in Galway. And look, it's a really serious issue around child sexual abuse, and it's about getting sort of three departments, children, health and justice, all together and working with TUSLA, Children's Health Ireland, the HSE and the Gardaí, to ensure, I suppose, that there's a model of care, to a wraparound system to ensure that there's a proper system in place when there's sexual abuse allegations or there's a case of sexual abuse and a vulnerable child is at the centre of that. So the idea is to get rid of any delays in the treatment that a child in that circumstance might be facing, to ensure that the justice system as well is of a child-friendly nature, and really just to have a close coordination of services. So there's a lot of contributions in today's committee. We had the head of TUSLA speaking about how they get, I think it's close to 10,000 referrals to them every year, and about 6% of them relate to sexual abuse. And there was a lot of interesting discussions about how to improve treatment and ensure that there is the child at the centre of this, and that, you know, it's a very obviously serious and difficult situation for a child and their family, and ensuring that there's the best model of care there, that there isn't any, re-traumatisation of a child that might be going through that. I thought it was interesting to see Simon Coveney, former minister, has now been co-opted onto that committee, and he was speaking, as well as Patrick Costello, I think, from the Greens, about the number of hubs of this Barnahus model that they want to roll out around the country. So I think they're talking about just a handful of them that are in the plan. And there was concerns perhaps about how far they are. There's perhaps not being enough that, you know, if there's a child who's in Donegal and might have to travel to this Cork centre where all these services will be available, is that good enough? And, you know, should we be looking, being perhaps more ambitious in terms of rolling out this model? But it does seem to be one that's internationally recognised and seems to work out well. So it was actually really good to see all the representatives from those groups coming together and having a really constructive conversation, I think, about how to improve services.
All right. Duncan Smith, the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon was on Morning Ireland this morning. He was speaking of a case that they'd looked into where, because of the length of time it had taken to deal with an allegation of child sex abuse, and I should mention that any of our listeners here who are affected by anything we're discussing here can go to rte.ie/helplines if you're finding this discussion difficult. But he was talking about a situation where by a family had spent had quite a number of years going through the process, and, you know, children have to make the allegation to their family first and answer questions there, and then referred to TUSLA, and then potentially referred on to the guards, and then potentially end up in an adversarial legal system. This system seeks to mitigate that system. I mean, were you familiar with it, first of all, and what's your view on what you've heard?
No, I wasn't familiar with it prior to today's hearing, but I really liked what I heard about the system. But I do have concerns about our ability to implement it. We could talk about resources and budgeting across a whole host of government departments, and that would be an issue here. But one thing would be a cultural shift that would be needed in the justice system. Particularly in the justice system in this regard, I think to move away from that adversarial approach, from the re-traumatisation of victims of child sexual abuse. So there's a huge degree of work that needs to be done. My concern is that if we get this wrong, like, this isn't like a pilot scheme in any other area, if we try and roll this out and don't have the resources there and don't do this right, it doesn't bear thinking the impact it will have on these young children who've already would have been through so much. So it does seem like a very positive model and certainly a better way of progressing in this issue, but it feels again that we're not quite set up for it just yet, and we've a lot of work to do.
Louise O'Reilly, it's, I suppose this is not an Irish innovation. It comes from, I think, an Icelandic model. And the pilot that's been run in Galway at the moment has joint funding from the European Union and the Council of Europe. So to move it beyond a pilot stage and to get it out to other areas is desirable in the view of the people who are presenting to the committee today. But first of all, in that one pilot area in Galway, to get it from pilot to permanent is the first challenge.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would share the concerns expressed in terms of resourcing and, you know, whether or not the resources actually exist, how it would be coordinated, because I think the reports are incredibly positive for the children and their families involved. However, that is only part of the picture. So even if the model is rolled out, it will require incredible resourcing. But I would be very concerned about children who have transitioned through that model, go back to their community. Say, for example, as Christina's outlined, you know, a child that might have to travel from Donegal to Cork, which really would not be ideal, but to avail of services. But it's when they go back to their community that the services aren't
there. The follow-up services, you mean? Is it the complementary kind of wraparound services?
Yeah, the services aren't there for them. And, you know, I mean, it is very apparent to anybody who has, you know, constituency office or clinics, exactly what is going on in this space. And, you know, it is, every individual story is equally traumatising for the child and heartbreaking to hear about. But those services not being there risk undoing any of the good that can be done by the Barnhus model.
All right. Actually, your party colleague, John Cummins, Simon Coveney, at the committee today was looking for kind of hard figures and exact numbers on the resources, because I think most of the people who'd heard what was presented to the committee today were relatively positive towards it. I think 16 posts are needed in Galway to move it from a pilot to a permanent scheme. That's at the cost of 1.2 million euro. The Department of Children said, and the HSE is looking for an additional 6 posts for that. I mean, from what you've heard over the course of today, and I appreciate you may not be entirely familiar with what was presented with the committee, but it doesn't seem a very high cost in the overall scheme of budgets. Would you be supportive of this being securing the funding?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the housing committee was on at the same time as the children's committee, but I did speak to my colleague Senator Mary Siri Carney, who was at the committee, and she informed me about, you know, the positives of the model. But you're right, the money is relatively small. I don't think budget is the issue. We all know that we have a lot of funded posts within the HSE and within TUSLA that are vacant because we can't get the skilled staff for those positions. And I suppose that's one of the challenges of having an economy with full employment, and we have to be honest about that. But we do have to prioritise this area. It seems that the pilot has gone well. The intention is to move it to the south and the east, two further locations, and take the learnings from the pilot, and obviously to make that permanent, or make that pilot a permanent measure as well. So, but staffing is a challenge. There is no two ways.
Right. I think as well there were capital costs mentioned at the committee today. Christina, just the adjusting buildings, lowering ceiling heights, putting in, you know, child appropriate facilities and that. But I'm afraid we don't have time to go into the detail on any further on that, because that's all we have time for this evening.